Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds that your word and Holy Spirit would dwell within us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Joseph looked over at Mary, and Mary looked at Joseph, and they both looked at where they were, and really, the thing you would expect next is them to be railing at God, saying, "Hey, we were doing just what you said. Why have you let us be here in this stinky stable?" But really, it wasn't that surprising after the year they had had. It had started off much like many, many years had started, with the Romans still occupying the Holy Land, still persecuting the people, and the people crying out to the Lord for help, for relief, for a Savior, and being worried that they weren't righteous enough, weren't holy enough, just weren't enough for the Lord to hear them. But amid all that, there was some good news. Two families, after several months of negotiations, had come together, and Mary and Joseph were betrothed. It wasn't just two people saying, "Hey, do you want to get hitched?" Right? This was a negotiation. It took a while for the families to decide whether this would all work out, and this was a good thing for both of them. But soon after they were engaged, Mary takes off. And people must have wondered, what in the world is she doing? Where does that young girl think she's heading off to? And it turns out that she headed down to the hill country of Judea, down to see her older cousin Elizabeth. And the news eventually gets back that Elizabeth, who had never been able to have children, was expecting a child. And well, then it all seemed to make sense. After all, Mary was going to help out her female relative with this birth process. But when Mary came back, the news wasn't about John's birth that she had to share with Joseph. It was that she was carrying a child. And that child was of the Holy Spirit. And Mary had no idea what would happen next. She didn't know how Joseph would react. All she could do was trust in what she had said to the angel who had announced that she would carry the Son of God. "Behold, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And while Joseph struggled to figure out what to do, an angel appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, don't worry about taking Mary to be your wife. The child that she carries is of the Holy Spirit. He will be the Son of God, and you will name him Jesus." So Joseph wakes up from sleep and miraculously decides that following what God said to do sounds like a great idea. "This is a great plan. I'm glad to be a part of it." And so he goes ahead and takes Mary into his home, and things are pretty good for about 5 months. And then the word comes down that there's going to be a census, and that people are going to have to journey to be registered. And Joseph, he's from the lineage of David, and so he's going to have to head all the way down to Bethlehem, which on the one hand is pretty amazing how God is working out that this child would be born in Bethlehem. After all, Bethlehem was the promised place of where the Savior would be born. You, O Bethlehem Ephrata, are not least among the clans of Judah, for from you will come forth a shepherd who will lead my people Israel. On the other hand, Mary is great with child, and it isn't an easy journey to get down to Bethlehem from Nazareth. It's a 90-mile walk. And you might think, well, that doesn't sound so bad, but how many folks who are 8.5 months pregnant think a 90-mile hike is a good plan? But as they had been doing all along, they trusted that the Lord would lead them, and they arrive safely in Bethlehem, safely in the home of Joseph's relatives, and they're able to be welcomed into one of his relatives' homes, right? No, they're not. There's no room in any of his relatives' homes, no room in the inn. All they can do is go to this smelly stable. But instead of yelling at God, they wait and trust. And they don't have to wait that long. You heard in the text that it says that while they were there in the stable, the time came for her to deliver her child. That means they hadn't had time to find anywhere else. And if you are staying in a smelly stable, you are highly motivated to try and find somewhere better to stay. But they hadn't found anywhere, and one night, Mary is shaking Joseph. Joseph, 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 it's time! But there was no hospital to go to, no team of delivery nurses there, not even the female relatives who would have surrounded her to help her and support her in that delivery. There was just Mary and Joseph in the stable. But somehow, with the Holy Spirit's help, Mary and Joseph bring Jesus into the world. The author of the universe, the Prince of Peace, born as a tiny child in a stable. Not because Mary and Joseph's life were so perfect. If that had been the case, Jesus would have been the Savior for only the perfect people. And we seem to be in a very short supply of them. No, Jesus is born to a couple whose lives really are looking very chaotic and messed up from the outside, and probably on more than one occasion, we're pretty stirred up on the inside too. But Jesus is born there in that stable precisely for that, because he is the Savior for all of us. Not just people who have it together, but for those of us whose lives are chaotic and look like a wreck on the outside and may very well be a wreck on the inside too. And he's born not in a palace, but in a stable, reminding us that God cares for the least to the greatest. The Prince of Peace come into the world to be a Savior. And not just by his birth. Jesus is Savior not just by that event, but it's a lived out, experienced love that leads Jesus to be our Savior. As he grew and taught and did signs and wonders and faced suffering and death on the cross and rose again on Easter. That through that, God would show us nothing can stand in the way of God's love. not betrayal, anger, hatred, suffering, or death. Not lowly circumstances. Not being homeless. Not even being born in a smelly stable. Because God's love for us would not be stopped. And that's what we celebrate this night. That God's love is born into the world in Jesus Christ. Amen.